Blog Talk Radio.
Victoria, she made me do nothing wrong.
Good morning, everybody. Glad to see you all on this morning. I was struggling this morning, y'all. I was struggling on this morning. Oh, my goodness. Amen. I see my sister Tanika is on. Hi, Nikki. Oh, my gosh. When I tell you guys, am I still on Christmas break? Hi, Dino Murphy. Good morning. How are you? Good morning. Mm-hmm. Good morning. So just seeing who else can pop on here. Oh, my gosh. Good morning. I was so struggling on this morning trying to get on here. Oh, my gosh. I'm like, am I still celebrating Christmas? I guess I am, you guys, because I woke up like, oh, my gosh. So on this morning, I'm not going to hold y'all long, but how about on this morning, I really want you guys, let me see who else just got on here. I see another name just trying to make it out. Come on, name. It'll come up again. I know I've seen Dino Murphy. I'm glad you're doing well, and it's another name. I'm glad you're doing well. And my mother, good morning, Liddy Martin. Amen. So I know sometimes these names are tricky that come up, but how about on this morning? I really want to hear from you guys. I'm going to give you the call-in number, and I'm really hoping that you guys call in. And you can always pop back right back on. You can pop right back on Facebook. You can pop right back on Facebook. But I really want to hear from you guys. Just, hi, Susan Holmes. How are you, Susan? Wow, good morning and happy new year to everybody. Good morning. I'm going to give you the number because I really want you guys to dial in. You can hang up and dial and then go right back on the Facebook Live. But just for a couple of minutes, just to come in. Just to tell me what you're grateful for. Just being grateful. Just being grateful. Oh, my God. So I'm going to give you the dollar number. You can press 1, and I'll bring you in, and you can just say what you're grateful for the year, prayer request, or whatever you want to say. But we're just going to talk about being grateful on today. So just tell me what you're grateful for, and then let me give you the number, which you're grateful for, and you can pop back on Facebook Live. But if you press 1, I'll bring you in. We don't have a long segment. So just, you know, just tell me what you're grateful for and a couple of words, and then you can, bam, come right back on YouTube or on Facebook Live. But the number is, and while I wait for somebody to dial in, you know, because I'm always talking, but I really want to hear from you guys. And I also want to say thank you to everyone who have been with me for 7 years. This is our 70th anniversary. And I'm so grateful for you all being with me over the years, all the new people, listeners that's coming on, the people who have been with me for a long time. I so appreciate each and every one of you, even if it's somebody that come on this broadcast like today. I am so grateful for you that you popped on here, and I hope that you will continue to be with us every Tuesday. Forgive me on this morning. I don't know what was going on, but I guess I was still on Christmas break and over on the East Coast, and I'm on the West Coast. But I just want to say good morning to everybody. And just being with me, you know, over the years, and I have seen you all grow. I have seen you all take leaps and bounds. I have seen you all tap into your entrepreneurship that was already there. I didn't watch you birth businesses, not business, but businesses. Watch your mental stability, how you changed your whole mindset, how you came out of that dark place. Hallelujah. I have seen that with my own eyes. And even though I don't know a lot of you all personally, but I could just tell by your feedback that you put into the chat. I could just tell that you, and in your personal testimonies, when you inbox me, and you share in the inbox, I can just see how God is just moving in your life and how you are applying the word and how you are determined to win. How you are determined to win. Amen? How you are determined to win. So I am blessing God for you. So let me give you that number on this morning. You may already have it, but I'm going to give it to you so you could just dial in for a few minutes and tell me what you're grateful for. Just press one and I'll bring you in. You don't have a long time to talk, so we got to kind of like leave room for everyone else. But the number is, and somebody could type this in so people could see it on Facebook too. The number is 845-277-9423. So the number is area code 845-277-9433. Now, I can't pay for any text. I'm being like these people who say, look, you can't hold me accountable for any text messages, any text charges that may apply, any charges that may apply, or call charges. I can't be responsible for that. But if it's a long distance number, and you don't have the plan, then you don't have to dial in. It's okay. I'll try to read it on here. Amen. So, but those are the only ones who have the plan, we won't affect you. Look, I dial in a lot of times where I got to pay 1 cent a minute. Okay? I'm going to tell you, our prayer line with my church, St. Paul Chapel Baptist Church, it's one cent a minute. And is that 1 cent worth it? Oh, yes, it is. Hallelujah. Every Wednesday morning, at 10 o'clock, you can go to St. Paul Chapel Baptist Church, and even on my Hope Victorious page, and you'll see the number where you can dial in for prayer. You can send prayer requests to me, and I'll pray for you. Amen. So, let's get started. Before we get started, let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I thank you and I bless you. I lift you up and I give you the highest praise, God. God, I thank you for today and I thank you for every day. I thank you for your mercy and I thank you for a brand new year. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Hallelujah. But most of all, we thank you for your son, Jesus, dying across our sins that we may have everlasting life. You say in thy word, thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe that you have raised your son from the dead. Thou shalt be saved. It's in Jesus' name. Precious name we pray. Amen and amen. So we're going to do things a little different today. I know normally I give you a word and we talk about it, we expound on it. But on today, I just really want to hear from you guys. Just let me know what you're grateful for and just sharing what you're grateful for. And while those who trying to dial in, and thank you for posting the number for me, who are dialing in, you know, be brave, you guys. Be brave. What you're grateful for, what you're grateful for. I'm going to start off with mine. I am so grateful to the Lord for seeing me. I'm grateful for God seeing me. And I'm so grateful to him seeing me and knowing my name. And I'm grateful for that because in life, sometimes we get so caught up on, I'm sorry, guys, we get so caught up on everybody else knowing us. But what about God knowing you? He knows exactly who you are. We so caught up into who knows my name? Do I fit in? Am I enough? But God is just letting you know you are enough. Hallelujah. And you do fit in. So on today, I'm being grateful that God knows my name. He knows who I am. And that's all to it. And some people really become so downtrodden because they just have, people just have to know who they are. Or when they go into the room, they don't fit. So they feel like they're not enough. But don't you know you are enough in Jesus' name? You are enough. In Jesus' name, you are enough. So you have to know who you are. You have to be satisfied where you are. And I'm not saying be complacent. No, I'm talking about in terms of, you know, the Lord knowing who you are. And not so good to get caught up on people. You want to be a part of the crowd. But guess what? Be a part of Jesus' crowd. So that's what I'm grateful for on today, that it doesn't matter if people don't know who I am. God knows who I am. It doesn't matter when if people don't think that I am enough. God says that I am enough. I give you two people who were so grateful. Hannah often talk about her, how grateful she was to the Lord, how grateful she was when God opened up her womb and she was able to give birth. How grateful she was that God remembered her. See, God, when God remembers her, not when people, not when man, but what I love about the story of Hannah is that when Hannah went into, that's from 1 Samuel, when Hannah went into the temple and the priest accused her of being drunk, she could have cut the priest out, but she didn't. Mm-mm. She stayed the course and she kept her focus. And oftentimes the enemy would send distractions our way so we would lose our focus. So we won't do what God called us to do. And she could have been upset and said, hey, I'm not going back to church ever again because look how the man of God treated me. But it wasn't about the man of God. It was about her and the Lord. So she rose above that. But look what would happen if she would have said, I'm angry with you. I ain't going back. No. No, what she did was she continued to pray. She continued to believe God, and God opened up her womb when she got back home because they was up in Shiloh giving sacrifices. But I love her encouraging story because so many times we can enter into our office building. We can go into the community. We can go on our job. We can go on in a place where, you know, we go in there for funding, and we go in there and we miss opportunities because we're so angry how the person treated us. The person told us to leave, but we didn't like their disposition. So many times I went in a place and I didn't like their disposition, but I stayed the course and I kept my focus. I knew I was there for. God would wind up giving me another representative, or I would sit there, you know, with the mean person attitude, and then God would continue to just open up doors. But the key was don't let nobody get you off course, take you off focus, and Hannah did not. Another one is Mephibosheth. He was the son of Jonathan, which was King David's best friend, and he was the grandson of Saul. But what I love about his story is that even when he thought he was forgotten about, even when David remembered him and gave him back all his wealth, everything that belonged that was his grandfather's, he gave it to him because he remembered what he promised Jonathan. So he took care of the household of Saul. Who was left? Hallelujah, Mephibosheth. So when Mephibosheth was left, he came to David and said that he felt like he was like a dead dog, but see, he wasn't a dead dog. Maybe that's how people treated him, because maybe at one time he was in a Mercedes, but now he's being in a different car other than a Mercedes. Let me tell you, I'm not going to start calling out cars that I think that's lower than a Mercedes, because all cars are good. Hallelujah. As long as it got tires on there, as long as it got an engine that's running, we good. You can give me the point A to point B, we good. But sometimes people think of the high-end cars, and maybe they don't have that anymore. So maybe they don't feel like grand and big like they did before because how people are looking at them. Mm-mm. That's folk looking at you. You just got to keep looking. Don't even look back at them. Amen? So what I'm saying to you, I am so grateful. I am grateful that God knows my name. Like that song, He Knows My Name. I love that song. But God knows your name. He knows who you are. So that's what I'm grateful for. I guess nobody is going to dial in. So I can't hear from you guys. I always hear me every week. But I wanted to hear from you all. Just one person to dial in and tell me what they're grateful for. Amen. I wonder if anybody put the number up in the chat. I know y'all probably saying that's a long-distance number. Okay, but the number is 845-277-9400. 3-3, and it's also on my Hope Victoria page. So you press 1, and I'll bring you in. Just tell me what you're grateful for, because I'm forever up here just talking about what I'm so grateful for. Oh, let me see something. Let me see. Can I read this? Hi, Michelle Reed. Good morning. Happy New Year. She says she's grateful for being here. And that God, this week here that God gave us. I can't read all of it, but I'll go back. But you guys can see it. Amen. So grateful for this word and his love for me. Amen. I'm telling you, and his love for me. Amen. Hi, Dana. Amen. Good morning. Amen, amen. So I'll go back and see, can I read a couple more? I wanted you guys to dial in, but you're like, I'm not dialing in. But what I'm saying is that, and it's so crazy because so many people, you'd be surprised how many people have low self-esteem but feel like they're not good enough, or feel like they have been. Hi, Sister Terry. Thank you for putting that in the chat for me. Amen. Hi, Sister Bella Mutchison. You know, about going into the room and people may not feel like you deserve to be there. It's not how they feel about you being there. It's about God saying that you should be there. And I have gone into several places, and one particular place, and I guess the table that I was sitting at was a bunch of CEOs and a bunch of executives, and I guess because they didn't know me, and I didn't know them either. But guess what? I know God called me to be there, and I know I should have been there. So I walked in there, and everybody talking amongst themselves, not even talking to me, and that was fine. But I said, you know what? You got to talk to yourself, and you got to feed yourself, and you got to know I'm a king's kid. I am a king's kid, and that's what I said to myself, and I deserve to be in this room. It don't matter how other folks see me. It's how God sees me, and I deserve to be in this room because folk can mess you up. But see, I could have missed my blessing if I would have got up and I'd have walked away. My dad said, with your tail in between your legs. No, I'm a king's kid, and I deserve to be here. You may not think that I'm enough, but I am enough. I am enough. So, and when I had to get up, and when I got up, because I had to pitch an idea, and I got up and I pitched something, and the whole room just stood and looked and was like, wow, that was awesome. And matter of fact, they said, now, this is what we was asking for. It was a room, hundreds of people, when we asked them, when you get up and when you give your pitch. And this young lady got up and did it within 30 seconds. And that's what we asked for. Let me tell you something about God. Now, just imagine if I would have walked out of that room because I felt like I didn't deserve to be there. Because all these high executives and entrepreneurs and people have businesses, million-dollar people sitting around me like I didn't belong there. I did belong there because God said I belong there. Maybe because they didn't know who I was, and maybe the real truth is that they just think, I guess I belong to that table. But I did, because that's where my seat was. If my seat was there, then that's where I'm sitting. So I'm saying to you is that it doesn't matter how people see you, how God sees you. Like Hannah, did not be focused because the man of God accused her of being drunk because he marked her mouth. He didn't know what she was saying. You know how you just so overwhelmed in the spirit. But see, she forgave the man of God. She wasn't caught up on him. She wasn't caught up on your loved one cussing you out. She wasn't caught on somebody in your community, on your job, laying you out. Now, I'm not saying to be disrespected, but what I'm saying is that she didn't allow those things to get her off course. Her focus was to pray so God could open up her womb, and she did, and he did. He remembered her, and she told the man, no, my Lord, I'm a woman of sorrowful spirit. She didn't even get into, how dare you accuse me of being drunk? No, she didn't. She stayed the course and she kept her focus. You know how many times we have gotten off course because folks said to us and make us like throw our hands up and we done with this and we wind up losing our blessing. I ain't trying to lose nothing for nobody because see, that's the trick of the enemy. Stay the course and stay focused. Stay focused and stay the course. Hallelujah. So I guess nobody is calling you. Y'all just going to type it in the chat. And it's okay. So I'm not going to be before you long on today, but I just wanted to come on here so we could just share what we're grateful for. I'll go back over and I'll read it. You guys are able to read each other's comments. I'm struggling trying to read it because for some reason not coming up on mine that well. But I see you all, and I'll go back a little later and look at everyone. But when I tell you, I'm so grateful on today. I'm so grateful that God knows my name. I'm so grateful that he sees me when nobody else sees me. I'm grateful that even when I feel like, hi, Ms. V, good morning, how are you? Happy New Year. When I feel like nobody else sees me, God sees me. And even when, how Evangelist Catherine, even when folk may feel like, you ain't nothing. I know that God says I'm everything. I know that God sees me when nobody else does. I know that he loves me. I know that I said on this on this podcast for 7 years, and I had all kind of people say something to me. You know, I had this, my mother and my sisters like, girl, you got to get back at it. Not that I stopped. But it seemed like when I started feeling like, oh, my God, should I keep going? Should I keep going? And I remember my sister Penny said, did God tell you to stop? And I said, no. But I'm saying when you be weary sometimes, but be not weary in due season. Be not weary and well-doing. But in due season, ye shall reap if you faint not. So don't be weary in doing well, because in due season, ye shall reap if you faint not. Be not weary in well-doing, but in due season you shall reap if you faint not. Don't faint. Don't quit before the miracle. Don't quit because you don't even know how many people that you may affect just by quitting, because it's not always about us. Amen. It's not always about us. So, you know, just know that. Let me just make sure I don't have nobody to call in. I'm just trying to see. Mm-hmm. Amen. So I'm just trying to, you know, many times I said, you know, maybe, you know, this is it. I'll be doing something else. And if God ain't telling you to quit, then you can't quit. When he say go, you go. But I'm just saying sometimes, you know, things get rough and you're like, you know, how long you been at it. But it's about, not about you, it's about what God called you to do. But I thank God for those people like iron sharpened iron that's in your life to say, hey, don't give that up. Keep going. Keep moving. Keep shaping. Keep doing what God called you to do. And I'm glad. You know, I had people say all kinds of things, and not that I started shifting because of what people were saying. People were saying that years ago when I first started with Blog Talk Radio with Hope Victoria. They were saying all kind of crazy stuff out of their mouth. They were saying that little radio show. Uh-huh, that little radio show. And then you want to inbox me, what, a couple of years after you make that statement and ask me to help you? You want a grand radio station, but you going to call with when the internet start kaboom. Look at God. Ooh, glory, glory, glory. Mm-mm-mm. Let me tell you something. This radio show reaches more. Sometimes those other radio shows are syndicated where they only reach a certain amount of states. But when you're on the internet, hallelujah, it reaches everybody. I go to the UK. I go to different countries that's on the call. Hallelujah. So what I'm saying is that you can't dummy down what God has given you. God knows where he wants you to be for a reason. Now, when he decides to shift me, then he will shift me. But when he don't, then this is where I'll be. But see, it's great things come out of Blog Talk Radio and Hope Victoria, because it makes my heart be so overwhelmed when I see you all pushing through, when I see you all making it, when I see all your testimonies, when you inbox me and you tell me how good God has been and how your mindset has changed, your mental stability has changed. You are entrepreneur. You have multi-businesses. You have multi-businesses, more than just one business. You know, I became the president of the company. Or how about I got a promotion? Or how about I don't think the same way I used to think? I don't walk the same way I used to walk. I don't talk the same way I used to talk. That kind of stuff. Testimonies of just changing your mind, how you think. Or how about most of all that I'm converted now? I'm in the body of Christ. I believe on my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I know that he died on the cross for my sins. I know that I will be with him eternal. I know that I'm a Christian. I know that I'm saved. Because sometimes you can get so caught up, you can be thinking that someone you wake up don't think that you're not saved. Because it's not about a feeling. It's about believing. For by grace when you say through faith, and that not of yourself, which is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man shall boast. Hallelujah. So it's not about your feeling. It's about believing. Because you can wake up and may not feel, but see, it ain't about your feeling. It's about believing on the Lord Savior Jesus Christ, that he died across for your sins. Hallelujah. So you may have everlasting life. Ask that his son to come into your heart and save you. You believe that he died on the cross for your sins. Hallelujah. Oh, glory be to God. It's a faith thing and it's a belief thing. So when people inbox me and tell me things like that, it just makes my heart so overjoyed. And I'll be so overwhelmed with joy because I know God and I know how he can move. And I know where some of you have been, but you decided to win. You decided to live. You decided to allow God to breathe life on you. And even though he's breathing, you allow to accept it. Because some people may say, I'm not accepting him. But you say, I do accept him, and I have. And I see how you are a winner. And you may fall down, but you'll get back up. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. So some of you who may feel like Mephibosheth, like God has forgotten about you, no, he has not forgotten about you. He knows your name. Hallelujah. He knows your name. He knows who you are. Hannah prayed, and she believed God. She believed that God would do what he said that he was going to do by her faith, by her faith. And it wasn't about nobody else. Have you ever got to that point? It ain't about nobody else except for you and God. That's who it's about, just you and God. You ain't taking no friends with you. You ain't taking no one with you, your loved ones. It's just about you and God. And that private time between you and God. And that private time was between her and God because she set the table with her husband. And he said, Hannah, aren't I better than 10 sons? And yes, Elkanah, let me tell you, some good men out here. Do you hear me? Mm-hmm. It's just who we choose as our mates. And it's good women out here too, y'all. Those brothers that's on the call. It's some good women out here too. But let me tell you, I'm not so bitter or for whatever happened to me in my past marriage that I feel like there's no good men. But God had to heal me and get me to the point where I know that, you know, everybody is not the same. But, honey, once God healed me, I'm like, hello, waiting for my Boaz to come. Oh, yeah, yes, I am. So, but it's who we choose as our mate. But Elkanah was so good to Hannah, and he was so sweet. But she left the table because she didn't even have an appetite, and she went up to shower to pray. Did nobody go with her, but she went up there to pray to the temple by herself because she needed a long time with God. Because sometimes no matter what your mate may give, what your parents may give, what your sisters or loved ones may give to you, it's still not filling that void because God has to fill that void. Hallelujah. He has to fill that void. And I know they do everything they could possibly do to help you, but God has to fill that void. I am so super excited today, you guys. I am so pumped. I am so excited. I'm just looking at my backdrop, shattered but not broken. So my broadcast is going to end, but I wanted to tell you that Gertrude T, which is Sister Tammy Seward's mother, had called and she invited me to speak. I'll have all the information on my Hope Victorious page as soon as I have the flyer. But just mark the date for January the 16th. It's going to be on Zoom, or you can dial in. It's going to be at 5 o'clock, but it's going to be Eastern Standard Time. And they called me to speak and share my views about my book, just dealing with trauma, domestic violence, and just dealing with a wayward heart or a heart that's sad or a heart that's broken. But I encourage you all to join in. I'm so super excited about it, you guys. But I'll give you more information on next week, and it'll be on my page, this week, the Hope Victoria's page. So I just want to say to you all, be grateful. Be steadfast. Be unmovable. Know that God got you. Know that God got you. And know that he cares for you, and know that he loves you. He loves you. I was just making sure. Oh, wait a minute. I think I got a call. Is that a raised hand? I think, Nikki, is that you? I think my sister raised her hand. I see a raised hand, but Tanika?
Hello?
Hi, can you hear me?
Hi, I can. Hi, Wanda.
I didn't see your hand wrong. I didn't see the raised hand.
It's okay. I was dialing in to let you know and everyone know how grateful I am. I'm grateful for God's mercy and his grace and how he just continues to bless me in spite of me. And just grateful for family and being able to see another year and believing God for everything that he has promised. It may seem bleak to some people, but I just want everybody to know to believe God, trust him in his word, be consistent in prayer, and spending time with him. It works for me early in the morning. It may work for others late at night, but just take that time this new year, just a small part of your day, Because remember, he said faith the size of a mustard seed. And mustard seeds are small. So he just wants us to believe him, trust him, and he will guide us. Where he guides us, he will provide mm-hmm. for us. So just believe God, trust him, and believe that this year is going to be the best of years before. That's all.
Oh, amen. Thank you, sis, so much.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And I believe God and trust God, and I thank God for you in this show because you had inspired, you had trusted, you allow the Lord to use you to help others. And I'm just grateful for you, and because there's some days where it's just hard. And just listening to you on Tuesdays after I get a word on Sunday just helped me get through the rest of the week. So keep doing what you're doing, and thank you for that.
Oh, amen so much. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a blessed day.
I bless God. I do. I bless God for all of you. I hear your testimonies. I'll put you back in there. I hear a lot of your testimonies and your shared posts. I'm just celebrating with me for my anniversary. I'm so grateful to you all. I don't want to get all choked up and cry, but I'm so grateful to you all each week. And because, you know, you all make my heart smile. I'm telling you guys, you make my heart smile. And I'm just so blessed on today. And I love that she said that after her, she received a word on Sundays, and she come and listen to the broadcast on Tuesdays. But how? What most important is that her prayer time, her devotion time that she spends with the Lord in the morning, first thing in the morning. I'm a living witness to that because we grew up in a household where devotions was important early in the morning. Let me tell you, God bless my father's soul that every morning my mom will wake up, praise the Lord, and my father, he'll be looking like, wait a minute, I got to get up, but wait a minute. Oh, my God, he was going to get up, but my mom started early in the morning, and now my younger sister's doing the same thing, and my older sister's doing the same thing, and I'm doing the same thing, and my children are doing the same thing. I remember when Dana, who's on here, Dana Rowe, her mom, mother, Mom Jackie, and she was, her sister Rasheen was sharing how their mother just gave them a word and how I can so identify or attest to that when your parents give you the word all the time. So now you see trickling down to your children and how they see how you praise them. But let me tell you something, because someone said to me, I wish I would have given my daughter that when she was younger. It ain't too late, sis. It's not too late. It's not too late for anybody to grab onto God. It's not too late for anybody to give that to your children. I don't care if your children are 30 or 40 years old. When they call in your house and they need a word of encouragement, you slide Jesus up in there. You give them the Lord. You can give them foundation. So it didn't have to start when you were younger. It could start right now where you are. But I bless God that it started for me at a young age. And then to trickle down to my children and feel like, oh, my God, I can't give that to my kids now because they're older. But that's a lie. Yes, you can give it to your kids now. Yes, you can give it to your grown children now because they look up to you and they look like, okay, I'm calling mom on a day. I need some encouragement. And give them the word. Yay, glory. And my friend is giving the word to her daughter. She may not be a Bible scholar. She don't have to be a Bible scholar. You just got to say Jesus. Woo, glory be to God. Attend Bible study. Open up the word and begin to read. Some people are afraid to pray because they feel like they got to use these big elaborate words to pray. I pray like me and you are sitting here right now talking to the Lord with respect and honor now, but talking to the Lord. Hallelujah. So I just want to say to you all, God bless you all on today. Thank you, sis, for dialing in. Thank you all for sharing your testimonies or what you're grateful for, and I'll go back and I'll read them within the hour and comment that I am so blessed on today. But I just love it, and when she shared what she's so grateful for, just being grateful to God. Hallelujah. And when days, when she said, when you feel like they're bleak and you feel like they're down, just know, just trust and believe God. Hallelujah. So just to encourage you guys, you know I'll be on here forever, but my broadcast is over. I see you all again on next Tuesday at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Pacific Time is 7 a.m. Central Standard Time is 9 p.m. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And sorry for being a little tardy today. And let me tell you, this is another thing.
staying with her and my mother and my sister over the holidays. Let me tell you, and my brother-in-law, when I woke up, my brother-in-law, Anthony Penny's husband, when I woke up, oh, my God, 4 o'clock in the morning, he got on praise music. Well, I tell y'all, it's just all in the house, okay? 4 o'clock in the morning. Oh, my God. I'm like, wait a minute, my devotion is a little later, but not right now. Everybody's house, my sister, she praised him, and her dog praised him, too. I'm like, oh, my God. Then you go to my mama's house. She up early in the morning on a prayer call. Then she's doing her devotion. Everybody have their own set time when they do their devotions. And mine is not exactly at their time, but it is a time. Woo, glory. Mm. But they just wrote, and I was still on West Coast time. So it was 3 o'clock in the morning for me and 6 o'clock for them. I'm like, oh, my God. But God is so good, and I got a chance to go to St. Paul Chapel and see my loved ones there. I love my church. So I see you all in the prayer line on tomorrow, St. Paul Chapel Baptist Church. You can look at my Hope Victoria page, and you can see the number. You can dial in. Any prayer requests, you can email me at hopevictoria2@gmail.com. So stay tuned for January 16th because I would love for you all to join me. It'll be 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, and I'll give you the Zoom link and also the dial-in number, okay? So I see you all. I know it's a lot, but I'll see you all on next Tuesday. Look, this coffee with me got me railing, y'all. Look, my coffee, I love it. I have faith on today, my faith coffee on today. You all got to go check out my store on www.hopevictorious.com. And also for my coffee scrub and also for my cocoa and shea butter. Whew, I was using some this morning. That stuff is so bomb. And thank you all for your orders. Oh, so excited, guys. Happy New Year. Be grateful. Hope in God and know that you are victorious. So let us pray. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you. We bless you, and I thank you for this broadcast, God. I thank you for this podcast, God. I thank you for loving me when I love myself, God. I thank you, God, that you see me, you see us, you remember us, you know us. I thank you, God, for just being in our lives when we need you, Father God. And I'm just grateful, Father God. Lord, we just want to say thank you, not asking you for anything, but just thank you. We thank you for touching the sick and shutting. We thank you for touching those and healing those from COVID, God, and from cancer, Father God. God, I ask that, God, for if you will remember Sandy Williams on today, God. Go before her test on tomorrow, Father. Do it right now for your glory, God. I pray for healing amongst her body, God. Hallelujah, God. Bring back her joy, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you for healing. I thank you for peace. I thank you for touching the Wilson family, God. I thank you for touching our prayer room today, my aunt Star and my mother, Father. I thank you for touching my Jackie and all of those who are on this call on today. I thank you, God, for touching David Catherine. Do it right now for your glory, God. I thank you, God. I thank you, God, for healing amongst this podcast. It's in Jesus' name, amen and amen. Go in peace. Know that God is on your side. Know that he loves you. Know that he cares for you. I thank God for healing the foster family. I thank God for joy. I thank God for joy. Glory, glory, glory for healing the Park family. I thank God for healing the Morris family. I thank God, hallelujah, for healing my spiritual mother's family, Jacqueline. Always, I thank God for just healing. Hallelujah. So go in peace, guys, and know God is on your side. I don't know if this pop-up just came, but I'm going to see who else is on here before I end this broadcast. Thank you for my caller on today, Sister Tanika, so much. Amen. Let me try to get rid of this thing before my call here. Thank you. Okay, so let me see who I have here before I close down. Let me see, can I see? Hi, Michelle. Good morning. I just want to see people who I have not seen on here yet. Oh, amen.
I appreciate. Amen. I know that is right. Dana says, I appreciate having a great man. I know that is right, Dana. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, yes, yes. Amen. I think I have called everyone that I see that's on here. Yeah. So, okay. So, if I forgot anybody, didn't see your name on here, my apologies. Okay. But I'll go back and I'll read over everything. So, God bless you all. Have a wonderful New Year. God bless you. God bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Bye-bye.